This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A new search and rescue program could point the way to a shift in the growing business of drones. The FAA has licensed Indiana's Department of Natural Resources to use drones to find people lost in the wilderness and help the injured. Erica Celeste reports on how it works.
It's a bitterly cold day. An icy wind blows across a snow-covered nature reserve. Drone pilot Matt Geringer with Indiana's Department of Natural Resources says it's the perfect scenario for flying a search and rescue drone.
For instance, I got a pond over here. Somebody was to fall through the water on this pond, I can fly over it and see weak points in the ice.
The drone is equipped with video cameras and GPS. It can fly up to 400 feet high and as far away as 3 miles. It can alert rescuers to unseen obstacles ahead or hover over a victim to assess injuries so rescuers can bring specific supplies. The drone costs $3,500. The agency has 4 and plans to buy more. DNR spokesman Rod Clear says the machines will change the way rescues are conducted.
You could be saving a life, you know, just by the minutes that's going to be saving an officer or their equipment to get to that certain area.
Clear says the drones could also save money. It's less expensive, for example, to charge a drone battery than to fuel a helicopter. DNR search and rescue drone technology is so new that many places like Hawaii, Minnesota, and Michigan are still exploring appropriate policies. One sticking point, privacy and personal rights. Ken Falk with Indiana's American Civil Liberties Union says the state addressed those concerns by using the drones for search and rescue only.
It strikes me that using drones for search and rescue is completely appropriate and does not raise constitutional concerns, provided, of course, that that is precisely what the drone is used for and that the use of the drone is not a pretext for some other type of search.
Back at the nature reserve, Geringer lands the drone with precision. The program he helped to start is becoming a model for other states. He's already demonstrated the drone's capabilities for officials in Kentucky and Ohio. In Bryant, Indiana, I'm Erica Celeste for Marketplace.